He was a good man, man of integrity and faith. He will be especially remembered for his kindness. When the late Bishop Christie was selling St. Anne's to me at a turbulent period in the parish, the clinching argument was, "You'll find Dominic is the kindest man with a big heart." Innumerable times, 24 years later, I have been able to vouch for the truth of that endorsement. It has been a privilege to work with him. He has been an influence on all our lives. We have grown accustomed to his face. For all his years as a priest, Dominic had only one ambition, to please God. He brought God down from the altar to where God's people were because he saw Jesus in those who are suffering, the poor, the sick, the hungry, the needy. There are some here who in their childhood innocence were sure that he was God. He heard the call of Jesus, "Feed my lambs, feed my sheep." For Dominic, the lambs were the school children. "Let the little children come to me," was his motto. He had a great devotion to pastoral care through the school. Sacramental preparation was the most important thing in school for him. He was happiest going along the corridors, high-fiving the little ones, lined up with their hands at the ready. There's the little story of one child who went to his first confession to Dominic and confessed he had no sins, which Dominic gave him high five and said, "Good for you, buddy." He took his management of Mercy Primary really seriously. Like everything else, Dominic was a very hands-on man. He was a powerful support to generations of principals whom he greatly valued, and to teachers and staff, secretaries, boards of management, and ancillary staffs who are his right-hand people over the years. One day you too will get to high-five him. Dominic cherished his vocation because he cherished his people. He was humbled by the privilege of sharing in people's lives, and he was there for them in the joys, sorrows, and frustrations of life, all of which were close to his heart. When he came here to Cranmore, it was only 10 years built. Getting settled into a new environment was hard for the people. He was there for them. There are countless stories of his gentleness and compassion. He was by nature not a demonstrative man, but his empathy drew him to people who were sick, and their families will remember how often he attended them, sitting for hours with them and visiting daily to offer guidance, comfort, strength, consolation. He literally became regarded as a member of people's families and almost as a personal possession. My lovely Father Dominic. Many of the messages of condolence may be summed up in one or two, but he was a great pastor and lifelong servant to his parishioners. We saw him not only as a priest, but a loyal friend. We will have a friend in heaven as he was a walking saint. Another said, "A great priest who had such a gift of comfort and advice to so many. He came to Geeva as a young curate, and all the young people loved him. He never changed." That tribute came after only 1 year and one day in Geeva Parish. He was heartbroken when he was recalled to teach in Summerhill. But his mission in life was to point his people towards Jesus, by his own example more than by anything he said, even though he was a great preacher with a powerful voice. His words carried weight. Now and again they were reported in the Champion the following Thursdays. "If a man serves me, he must follow me," said Jesus. We give thanks for Dominic's faithful following of the Lord and pray that you will know the fulfillment of the promise Jesus made in those gospel words, "Those who follow me will be honored by my Father." As his life drew to an end, he suffered the limitation and frustration of having to let go of the things that had been fundamental in his life, being out and about, bringing Jesus to the sick and the housebound, and offering a shoulder to lean on. In the words of Father Niall Ahern, he was the original Sagart Arun. The spark and the spirit remained. A proud Roscommon man who saw the Sam Maguire Cup when he was 10 years old and waited in vain ever since for a repeat of that glory. He spent all his priestly life in Sligo, the years he ministered in Slough excepted. Yesterday we welcomed Barry Molloy, who was on that winning team, as he paid his respects. Thank you, Barry, if you happen to be watching today. In many ways, Dominic was larger than life and a great champion of the gospel cause. He tried out every new initiative that he thought would bring more people closer to the Lord. He appointed Eucharistic ministers, altar girls, he set up Corsio, study groups for Bible and theology, and promoted the family life ministry in St. Michael's. He always had something afoot. Here I wish to acknowledge the privilege that Father Pat gave him to retire here in St. Anne's. Finally, full of years, Dominic has received the triple blessing every Irish person desires. Sail Father, Bás Lahola Agus Lahafri, Squiera Bás Anirin. Long life with the sacrament of anointing, contrition for sin, and last of all, the grace of dying in Ireland. Behold, a great priest who in his days pleased God. The God whom he tried to please will forgive the times he failed to measure up to his own high standards. And cleansed from sin, we pray that now he will be heartily welcomed into the glorious presence of the Lord, who promised, "Where I am, there my servant will be too." That will be Dominic's crown of righteousness. Amen.